Let's go now to Queensland, where the discovery of the fossilised remains of a 23-million-year-old rainforest in the Gold Coast hinterland is shining light on a little-understood period of geological history. The fossils were unearthed from a creek bed by a curious bushwalker who took them to the Queensland Museum for analysis, as Nance Haxton reports.
This is quite an interesting specimen.
Queensland Museum paleobotanist Dr. Andrew Rosefeld tenderly reveals the fossilised remains of a leaf believed to be about 23 to 25 million years old.
Well, over here you've got this rather beautiful leaf, this kind of entire margin leaf, and the pattern of venation is consistent with the laurel family. So think of things like camphor laurel. In your curries, you've got things like cinnamomum, which is cinnamon leaf, that type of thing, that family. So that's the family we're looking at there, almost certainly.
Even now, a year on from when the first fossils were found by a local bushwalker in a Gold Coast creek bed, he can't believe his luck that they were brought to him for identification.
He had an eye for it, and he knew what he was looking for, and he tracked down the actual bed. And the bed is kind of sandwiched between different layers of volcanic rocks.
Gold Coast artist Guy Warren was hiking when he noticed something different.
Yeah, I could see that it was quite slaty, so I just broke one of the bits away, and then inside that you could see just some perfectly formed leaves. Yeah.
And were you looking for fossils as such, or
no,
just
walking?
No, I
wasn't looking for fossils. No, no, just, you know, always had my eyes open to, you know, see new things, and, you know, I'm fascinated by plants and, you know, the bush. So, yeah, I'm always looking out for different things. So, yeah.
And did you know then the significance of what you'd found?
No, not at all. Like, that's when I got in touch with the museum.
The material is now believed to be from the Miocene epoch, when Australia had broken away from Antarctica and was starting to drift northwards towards its current position. The discovery has excited Queensland researchers who rarely have access to fossils of this age. Andrew Rosefeld says the discovery is significant as it's one of the few sites from this age found in northern Australia.
We started to look at the geology, look at the information on the site, and there are earlier records in various publications, and they talk about fossil plants being found throughout the Mount Warning volcanic region, but there's been nothing published on them.
So this is the first time that there's really been able to look at that in detail?
Exactly, exactly. And it's the first time that we've actually got quite well-preserved material to actually work with.
So how much material did he find, or did you find as well when you went out there?
We spent a day collecting, and then we came back with the back of a ute full of rock. We basically split the rocks and then prepared each sample for storage in the museum collection system. So we've got about six drawers of specimens at this stage.
Queensland Museum researchers have identified the fossils as coming from an ancient rainforest, and strangely, some of the fossilised remains look a lot like eucalyptus leaves.
I didn't expect to see that, and there's a whole range of possible interpretations which we'll obviously explore in the future. It could be just that we're sampling from different forest types at that time, and therefore you're looking at different forests. It could be that eucalyptus occurred with rainforest at that time.
Very few sites of this age are available for study. It's taken a team of volunteers to help Dr. Rosefeld sift through the remains. Desley Faulkner and June Richardson are two museum volunteers on the team who remember well when the fossils were first brought in for analysis.
These are specimens that we've collected, and we've split them all and prepared them.
Desley now has the job of doing detailed drawings of the venation or veins of each fossilised leaf so they can be better identified.
The actual veins on them and the series of those, so we can tell exactly what species they are.
While June, a retired librarian, catalogues the discoveries.
We work as it's a team effort, and that's always much more satisfying than it doesn't matter, you know, what part of the team you are. If you're doing something as a team, it is really so satisfying.
And because they can date it so exactly, it makes it really interesting. Mm. Yeah? And nobody much has done much research in this area.
Andrew Rosefeld says it's a great team effort of amateurs and professionals that is shedding light on a period of time of which little is known.
They've provided the really important initial work to get this project moving.
So far, 15 to 20 different leaf types have been discovered, and the team plan to go back to do further field work in the next 6 months.
Nance Haxton.